Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Nope.
Is he alright? Gavin just fell.
Where's he at?
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you may watch them in the future. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to all our social media, subscribe on iTunes or the
wherever
podcast
podcasts
app.
Are found.
Yeah. Write reviews. Help us. Help us help you. Also, go to our on our website, you can find links to the Chalk Walk fundraiser we're doing at Children's Hospital of Orange County, where you can donate and
help
pick a movie we watch, like Tim did last week.
Go to A Street Latinas.
Hey, you hear us reference Schindler's List, and you want us to finally do an episode about it because you know how awkward it would be for us to talk about that?
We would just talk about how it's a great movie.
Make us watch Schindler's List. You can make us watch anything.
Do the unthinkable.
Make us eat some salmon.
Picture of anything in particular, like that?
It's called a sunset.
Beach, no.
It's just a stock.
Right. Do you want to
from
pick
Kohl's.
Me? Make me eat something in a different adult male video. You could do that too by donating.
Like a Diok.
It has to be real food.
Okay.
Well, if you were to cut it off and grill it, then it would be real food.
Would you eat like a cow dick?
Oh yeah,
like bull's penis.
Pizzle.
I would try that.
Pizzle.
I mean, because it would be cooked.
It's called pizzle.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg named it.
Scott.
And then, or if you just want me to read your tweets, you can donate that too.
Slap Nuts or whatever?
Anywho.
That's Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett, yeah.
Is that what you're listed as? Slap Nuts?
Yeah, for that. Yeah. my name is, this is episode 206, by
that
the
name
way.
Is,
my name is Slap Nuts.
That didn't even make sense why Jeff Jarrett.
I don't understand why.
I'm Slap Nuts.
Yeah, I'm Alex.
I'm Aaron. Oh, no, I'm Slam.
And this is Shred.
Nick. Oh, shit.
Slam, Shred, and Slam.
We're all S's.
What's your wrestling name?
I don't know.
Make it be
you never had just one when you were little?
Slick Nick.
Like when sure. you were little, you
now
never had S's. You never had a wrestling name.
No.
You really didn't like come up with a secret wrestling name where you're like, come on, every kid
I
did.
I didn't.
No. Mine was Bootsy Collins.
That was taken. The copyright.
I was pretty sad.
You get sued.
This week, who picked this week's movie?
I did.
What did you make us watch?
I picked Robert Rodriguez's and Frank Miller's Sin City.
Whores! Whores!
When was this made?
What?
And partially Tarantino's.
Well, yeah.
What year was this?
This is 2018.
Okay. Early 2000s?
You are.
It's 2005.
You are correct.
Sin City came out in 2005, though.
I chose this movie because
hey,
I just
arrow.
Remember.
Just went all the way through me.
There's horrors. I just remember this movie seen in theaters because visually it was like, whoa. It was amazing.
Yeah. Whoa.
This movie is about basically a. What's the real city called?
Basin City.
So it's a fictional city that Frank Miller wrote a graphic novel for, like he did 300. And
he did a bunch of different
you
stories.
You can tell he wrote this movie, basically.
Smell blood and flowers, dames are everywhere.
This is basically a bunch of stories that connect kind of somehow in
or
some way.
Basically? Well, they're basically, mostly connected yeah. just because it's in the city.
You
and
Mickey
then
Rourke looking normal?
Basically.
He looks better than he does in real life.
Yeah. There's different stories. One of them is
they
about...
They would have been throwing him dames like Nancy.
She smells of angels and cookies.
Let him finish.
She smells of cookies.
He didn't say that. He didn't say cookies. She
smells like Wes Craven talks.
Is that who you said that about?
I believe so.
There's a story about... Mickey Rourke, who plays Marv, fucks a hooker. Hooker gets murdered. He seeks revenge. There's another story.
He loves the hooker.
About...
Yeah. Because she yeah. made him feel like a human being.
Goldie. Yeah, there's Neville Longbottom, Clive Owen, beats up a boyfriend of Brittany Murphy.
Benicio del Toro.
And then all this crazy stuff between the hookers and the cops happen. And then there's another story with that has to do with Bruce Willis saving a little girl who ends up wanting to fuck him later, which is weird.
And she's dead in real life now. Wait.
Jessica Alba's dead?
Oh, no, I keep thinking Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, she's dead.
She's dead.
All right,
I never got all the hype for her. I'm just going to be real.
Brittany Murphy?
No, Jessica Alba.
She's crazy hot. What are you talking
about? I don't
know.
I she's attractive.
One thing I noticed about this movie, everyone is crazy hot in it.
Especially Mickey Rourke.
Especially yes. Dwight.
But,
Oh, Carla Gugino.
Yes.
Gugino.
Yeah.
Everyone's Gugino.
How do you say her name?
I don't know.
I think
Gugino.
You're right.
Gugino?
Gugino. Gugino.
Yeah. It's Gugino. Like how 300 was, to where you're
getting boners.
No, well, because what Robert Rodriguez did, which normally no one does, is he literally took the comic book and it was shot for shot of the comic book, and how
including style
and how everyone talks too, which is weird. So the thing that bothered me, there's actors who can act like Benicio del Toro is amazing in this movie,
but in this he's being weird, like how he talks.
No, but he's a good actor, so he acts well. So does Bruce Willis.
I'll even say of like the women who are trying to pull off the old timey, like Brittany Murphy probably does the best job with the dialogue she has to deliver. Yeah.
But Michael Madsen is a good actor, but what the fuck was he? It was weird.
I don't know if he's always a good actor. Michael, I think he's good in certain things because he's Michael Madsen.
No, but when he's talking, is he crazy?
To me, I think the same thing about him that I do about Harvey Keitel. I don't think they're good actors, but I love them.
And I am good
in the right projects.
I am a truck driver.
They're good. They're good in the right projects. But anything else, it's like
in Detroit.
Yes. See, Michael Madsen being Free Willy's dad. He's the dad of the whale, you know?
but Michael Madsen's role wasn't anything crazy. He's just like a crooked cop that has normal conversations with his partner. But it just sounded, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I feel like he's a shitty actor now, though, because you look at him in Kill Bill, he sucks in that, too.
That's what I'm saying. He's good in the right things.
I think he lost his ability.
And that's possible too.
Yeah, like because you look at anything made pretty much after Species, and he sucks.
Dwight saying, "Make sure it has a hard top and a big trunk."
Yeah, of course, because that was in the trailers.
Hard top. See, and then when the kid in this says, "Ooh, big doggy,"
and we also got Elijah Woods. Elijah Woods is
nice. And he doesn't even talk.
Yeah, he's creepy in it though.
And then Nick Stahl.
Oh, of course,
John Connor,
the yellow bastard. Yeah,
and it's just this movie is just shot. It's very pretty. I love how it's filmed exactly how the comic.
When this first came out on Blu-ray or on DVD, actually, it was cool because it was just the regular edition. It wasn't that extended cuts, but it's like it was one of the few movies where they did you could pick the cover you wanted. So it's like you could get the Mickey Rourke or
did
the
you choose
Dwight.
That one?
Oh, I got the Dwight one because that was my favorite story in the movie. And I like Dwight a lot. I know. The Mickey Rourke one's amazing too, but I really liked it because I think I just liked
Clive Warren.
Clive Warren a lot in this.
I love Carl Pinkerton so much.
Neville Longbottom.
Weird. You told us earlier today that Neville Longbottom is in Valerian. But did you actually mean Clive Owen?
Yes, it's Clive Owen.
I thought you meant the kid. He did something else.
That's what I thought he meant.
No. He straight up aged into Clive Owen.
Oh, no, I know.
It's the most bizarre thing in the world.
Young, sexy Clive Owen who saves the day in Harry Potter.
I do not understand how that happened.
You mean how he saved the day or that he's sexy?
How he turned
into a man?
It's just...
When what a man?
I mean, I imagine
he turned into a man when he ratted out his friends.
Halfway through those films, we're like, do we have to recast him? He's getting too good looking. What are we going to do? Like, look at this kid.
No, and the whole story with... Because Mickey Rourke, before he started messing with his face and knew it, was like seen as a really good, respected actor.
And a handsome guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, in this movie, he does an amazing job.
He was still a good actor. This was right around the time he had his comeback because he made The Wrestler. What killed him, what pretty much killed his comeback was Iron Man 2. Yeah.
No, I mean, but he's not like a bad actor.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that killed his comeback. I would say that he, for some reason, just stopped doing shit. Yeah. Like, I mean, he was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico with his little dog.
Where's Bird?
Like, that was his board. That was his real dog, by the way.
Oh, that was his actual
and
dog.
Once Upon a Time, it passed away, like, a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, he had a bunch of fat little chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Oh. No, he's, like, he's a really good actor, but then you just... I mean, he's using these movies because he looks like shit.
It's yeah,
like,
that's
he can't be a normal like
it's
leading
hard
man.
To cast him and stuff now because how he looks. I mean, he was in a recent episode of that show Dice, which was it's fucking great, and it's about like have you seen the most?
Oh, it's about gambling, right? Playing craps.
That what? Damn, it's Andrew Dice Clay show, and Andrew Dice Clay is fucking amazing.
I haven't watched it though.
A geesh.
Yeah, it's like it's very. He makes fun of himself. He's very.
Oh really?
He understands. Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay like his ego's kind of gone now.
Wow.
But yeah, the show's fucking awesome. But yeah, he was. And
is he playing himself?
Yeah,
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, Mickey Rourke is.
Yeah,
right
Mickey
now.
Rourke.
Those are so great commercials.
Mickey Rourke basically shows up to his house and be like, "Remember 30 years ago, we said when we get this age, we're gonna kill ourselves." And he's like, "I got too much to live for."
Again.
But yeah, he is really great in this movie. It does suck that we don't see more of him, but it's like, yeah, you look at him.
Look
like,
at him.
It's like...
Because Bruce Willis is... Bruce Willis is an old man, but he could just be in movies and be normal.
And Mickey Rourke's still good in
this. Bruce Willis, though... Yeah. Bruce Willis's problem is he keeps starring in the same movies these days that no one watches. It's a guy who's just tired of everything.
An old man.
And he's going to shoot up everyone.
Well, he's also just gotten a reputation of being, like,
hard to work with
too. Bruce Willis ever since making Cop Out, basically.
I feel like Bruce Willis has always been old and tired.
Yeah.
He's not Sam Elliott.
No, but he used to be old. He used to be old, tired.
He's more like Chris Elliott.
And also like jokey, but now he's just like
grumpy.
I don't like this.
See, but so when you hear the dialogue, obviously with 300, that had actual writers that changed dialogue.
This is like
and
that.
They had them screaming at
this is like Angels with Filthy Souls.
Yeah.
This is seriously like the movies that Kevin McAllister is watching take place in the Sin City universe.
So so Frank Miller in real life thinks he's like a fucking badass, right? He has to by how he writes.
Used to.
Well, I mean,
I think you can write these characters and not necessarily think.
But that's
you're
how
cool.
he writes everything.
It's where it's like
sexual and over
like you look at old interviews from the '80s with him and the '90s. He was very much like brooding and being like,
"I'm a tough
guy. I'm telling real life stories here, and I'm just it's old Grant." Until what happened when he got mugged on the streets of New York, and then he became kind of weird.
And then he made The Spirit.
And then that was a little before, but he just and then he started being weird about minorities, and then it got kind of strange.
He turned to Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Oh, he was going through. They never revealed what the fuck was going on with him. He's like normalized now. He doesn't look like that anymore.
He doesn't look like a skeleton anymore?
He's got a big giant bushy beard now.
A great big bush.
He looks like an old man now. It's like creepy, like a super old man.
No, but when you're hearing their dialogue and what they're saying,
hard boiled.
No, the first movies are fine. I think. I mean, the first stories.
Yeah.
The stuff with Josh Hartnett, the stuff which it's like, oh, Josh Hartnett's actually acting normal. His hair's not messed up.
I know.
It's nice to see that.
In all his earlier movies, I just want to brush his hair.
Just someone fucking comb
because
his
he's
hair.
Always got it
because
fucked
you,
up in the
because
back.
Because you want to touch his hair?
No, I just want to because I want to fucking fix it
because
I hate looking
you know,
for both reasons.
I thought you said because I want to fuck
him. Well, I don't want to fuck him.
No, when we eventually watch The Faculty.
I like that movie.
That's a good 40 movie. Days, 40 see? Nights.
Oh, and know what? This also makes me... Where did Robert Rodriguez go? The one that made good movies.
I think you and I had a conversation about this a long time, didn't we?
What happened was...
We always talk about this.
Yeah. Do we?
This comes up multiple times.
His kids got old enough to where he was like, I want to make movies for my kids that they'll enjoy, so he just did that.
No, but that was a long-ass time. Sharkboy and Lava Girl is fucking old.
But then, once his kids got old enough, then he just started producing TV shows.
Then he just makes cooking videos.
Like...
Oh, so it's just he's basically producing for his network.
Yeah, he also directed some stuff for his network too. That's like actually good quality.
Oh,
well, and he also directs episodes of the Dust Till Dawn show.
Because if
his shows look nice. They actually look really nice.
Because if he did this with this comic book adaption and how great it was, and I wish he would do something else.
I think basically he just went through a kid phase where he was like, I'm just gonna make fun kid movies.
The last actual movie he directed. Was A Dame to Kill For was the sequel.
Damn.
Right before that was Machete Kills.
Oh, I can't even watch that movie.
And again, with that, he wasn't making a normal movie. He was making a like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did you see how Lucha Underground looks right now?
No, I'm behind.
It looks shitty.
Is he no longer like?
I don't know, but whatever they did for this was like it's not
like the same. like the cutscenes.
Just
stuff?
No, like just the everything just looks weird.
Oh my god, that was the next movie he made after he made that movie. I forgot he did this. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, it's cool. No, I'm
he
I'm
made
done,
that
I'm
movie
done.
That's only gonna be released 100 years from the year 2015.
Oh, he did
called 100 years, and it's just with John Malkovich.
Yeah,
yeah, and someone else. I forget, but that, it's supposed to come out in 2015. It's all,
and the people who've seen it say it is a masterpiece.
That pisses me off.
And we will never see it.
Well, we will never see it. Yeah. I mean, I'll see it because I'm fucking immortal, but...
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
That we're honestly never going to see that movie?
Just the concept of it. It reeks of...
Oh, yeah. His next movie is that Alita Battle Angel that he directed. Oh, yeah.
Is that
stupid.
Because I said... Oh, wait, I was about to say it reeks of Alita's...
You know what? I'm...
Red 11. There's a movie called Red 11, The Limit... he's still rumored to be involved with Escape from New York remake.
That I want to see him do.
Yeah.
Hypnotic, Fire and Ice, Machete. Like Machete Kills in Space.
Is that still?
Yeah, it's
can
still
they,
on
can
there.
They recast
And then
him?
Johnny Quest.
Can they... But they said that a long time ago.
There's two types of Robert Rodriguez. There's kid movie Robert Rodriguez, and there's like movie...
But he makes Spy Kids, and that is a fucking awesome kid movie.
But that's the thing, it's like... It was still kind of a normal movie, too.
Yeah, it was.
But that's the thing. When he was making the other kids' movies, it was just like, I'm
where
just
it's like, fuck it.
Like his whole idea was like, Mio, if my little kids enjoy this, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, if you show Baby Nick...
I get that. He would probably love the fuck out of Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
Which is why, like, Robert Rodriguez is doing, like, a Power Pack movie or, like, any of those, like...
No, if he did Johnny Quest, it was supposed to be, like, Zac Efron and The Rock. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it could still be Zac Efron because he still looks like he's 12 years old.
It could still be The Rock.
But he's all swole.
Zac Efron's
No, I know. He's a fucking buff monster, but his face looks really young. So you'd be like, if he's Johnny Quest.
And when he's wearing clothes, he doesn't necessarily look like he's huge because he's not huge. He's just
got
cut.
Cheekbones that can cut you.
He's a handsome guy.
It's weird.
And he's swole.
Is Haji going to be in My that? Girlfriend saw like a thing of him, like, and she was just like, she's like, who's that? I'm like, it's Zac Efron. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, in high school, you're probably making fun of him, and now all of a sudden, he's all Mr. Hot Guy.
No, they all thought he was hot then,
yeah,
too.
No, she thought he looked like a...
That motherfucker like, could sing and dance.
She said he had a bowl cut. Why would I like that?
It's like Seth Rogen said, your whole body is like making an arrow that just points to your dick because of his muscles. Yeah. He said that in Neighbors.
And Rose Byrne kept staring at him and stuff.
Yeah.
Why does she always look sad? She always looks sad.
She said it was time for the gun show. She's looking at him.
She's Australian, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
It's weird. I like.
It's got lots of hookers in it. Frank Miller loves hookers.
Because they run that whole part of the city, so the old town.
Isn't Black Canary a hooker in
got you paranoid.
All-Star Batman and Robin?
Yes.
And Catwoman was, right?
The whole thing's stupid.
Got you paranoid.
Although how he takes out Green Lantern is one of the most amazing things.
What?
In the All-Star Batman and Robin, Batman and Robin paint an entire room with yellow paint.
Oh, yeah.
The entire room. But then what happens is, you know, when they're interrogating him and doing all the shit, Robin takes it a little too far and pretty much almost paralyzes Hal Jordan. And Batman's like, what the hell are you doing? Because it's supposed to be more, like, realistic. And, like, he straight up almost paralyzes Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan's like, oh! Yeah.
I don't like this.
It's entertaining.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
Yeah. But my thing with this movie is, like, as a whole, it's like, I don't hate the movie, but as a whole, it's like, there's certain points where I'm like, I don't feel like watching this part right now. Like, I like the each vignette, like it, I don't
no,
know.
I liked all of Marv's story.
Yeah.
And I liked all of Clive Owen's story.
And then there is that version of the movie, the special edition that came out, and it's still the version that's on the Blu-ray, where you can actually watch extended versions of each of its own on its own.
See, I got...
The Bruce Willis's story is the weakest one to me.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. Because you would think if you're a kid that was in this position, it's like this old cop rescues a little girl from getting fucking raped by this lunatic.
It's because she also, like... idealizes him as being the one good person in a terrible city.
But, like, in reality, you would just think she'd be like, obviously she would have love for him, but, like, a dad, like, a protector.
And her whole
story... But it's weird, like, oh, I'm gonna fuck him? Like, I was like, the fuck?
And her whole story in the sequel is basically a revenge story about going after
all of them. So how was it, by the way?
It's It's not great. Oh, but no. It's weird. It's kind of like how you described this one, where there's like parts of it that you're interested in and parts that you're not.
But you also said it doesn't look as good.
Scrolling through channels, but it's not nearly as good as this.
But you said it doesn't look as good either.
Some of it doesn't look nearly right. Like, it's weird. Like, I think the reliance on CG got too crazy.
Yeah, most likely.
But, like, because this one, I think is... I still think this movie's amazing.
Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
I remember when this movie came out, everyone was saying it's the greatest comic book movie ever made.
At the time, it kind of was.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a literal adaptation of a comic book.
Clive Owen with his sneakers running around, jumping off buildings.
I mean, Clive Owen is cool. Even though he's not your typical handsome man, you know.
What was that movie he was in with
King Arthur?
Children of Men. Monica Bellucci.
Oh.
Shoot him up.
Yeah, shoot him up.
Which they love.
Shoot 'em Up's a fantastic film.
It is. And Paul Giamatti's in it.
Yes, he is.
No, and then...
He's awesome in it.
And Benicio Del Toro...
They call him Pig Vomit?
You don't even know it's him.
Because of the makeup?
But it just... And he,
Jackie
Boy? Because it's him. Mexican Brad Pitt does a great job. He looks
Puerto Rican. He's Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
He doesn't... I don't think he looks like Brad Pitt.
He looks like a Mexican, not as sexy Brad Pitt. Have you seen those Dos Equis commercials? Wait, what commercials? Where he's selling beer.
It's Heineken.
Yeah, it's Heineken.
And that's not him. It's Antonio Banderas. I heard those people say it.
Yeah, that's what they say. Look, it's Antonio Banderas. Benicio Del Toro is awesome.
That's a funny commercial.
No, I like him a lot. Yeah. I'm not, but I'm just saying, he doesn't look like
you Brad guys should really see Fear and Loathing. He's awesome in that.
I first realized I liked him because of that movie that most everyone hates.
Big Top Pee Wee?
Way of the Gun.
I thought you were going to say The Last Jedi.
No, he's awesome in that too. I don't care.
Oh, I'm fine with him in that.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't even be in that movie. I'm not even going to watch that movie on Netflix. I can't do it.
We will stop.
Why can't they have the first
movie? How do you stop? How do you stop?
Because when it came out,
how do you stop the thing? You don't stop the things you hate by killing them. You stop
them. That movie hurt my feelings.
By loving them.
And now I don't want to watch Star Wars anymore.
I'm the only one who likes it.
That's what it did.
That's how I feel.
It hurt my soul. Where I just felt,
it's not perfect, but I like it.
Luke is coming. I hear him. Give me a bowl of Coke.
Well, that's how she talks in also the sequel. The Last Jet, or The Force Awakens.
I need the Coke.
One of those.
I did it with John.
Those little alien maids on Luke's planet probably walked up there. Waddled up there and probably has a Mexican accent. And yelled this, Señor Luke.
Señor Luke.
Mr. Luke.
Mr. Luke.
This is like an 80s comedy bit.
Your sister, she needs the cocaine, Mr. Luke. You built up your big bad.
Luke Skywalker had a fucking heart attack from across the galaxy. And then he fucking disappeared.
Sacred texts. I feel him fading. I feel Luke fading.
Man, your fucking Princess Leia is amazing. But you are right. I would say at the time probably when it is because how faithful it is to a comic.
It's a good movie.
Because not one Marvel movie is completely faithful.
Oh, no.
It's impossible.
Yeah. But they don't.
You can't do it.
But they don't try
They're faithful to the spirit.
Yeah. They don't try to make perfect adaptations.
Yeah.
But this is like, if you want to like. Is this the only one that's a perfect adaptation?
Yes.
Like, yeah,
because Watchmen, you couldn't end it like the comic because it would be stupid.
I remember we were.
Preacher was originally supposed to be.
They should have.
When it was going to be on HBO and it was going to be that. In retrospect, it's probably for the best because that Mark Johnson guy's an awful.
Yeah.
But
he made Daredevil and
Ghost Rider. Yeah. But his original pitch meeting was these are the scripts and he handed them the comics. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That's the first issue.
Is there a dog guy in the new season or something? What is that?
No, that's God. It's a human dressed up as a dog because, but that was what happened in the second season.
So basically every episode is a Coke head is flying through space.
Oh, that I don't know because
So they made God a dog.
I read, because I'll read like, when after an episode airs, I'll read like the recaps because I don't want to watch it.
Is this what?
And I'm just like, huh.
Is this what like Last Airbender would feel like to you, Aaron?
This is different, man. This
no,
is,
I mean, how is it different?
No, because Preacher's better.
Okay, last that was okay. one. That was one.
I know.
And that,
no.
That was one movie.
True.
Yeah, that's just a one movie.
But this is an ongoing series.
This is a seasons that is.
This
just,
is yeah.
Mm, yeah.
No, and Last Airbender because is
Dragon is Ball a big Evolution series. Is my Last Airbender.
Okay,
this is something that's just like
do I have an equivalent?
Different or worse?
I don't think there's one.
And,
yet.
And they only hurt you once with one movie.
Yeah,
this is like a regular occurrence. Like,
I feel like Walking Dead's the closest thing
for like 10 to 12 weeks of a year. It's you get upset again.
Why is God a weird dog thing? What?
My understanding was when they were looking for God, it turned out that someone led them to a place where they went into this little back room of a bar that was in New Orleans. And it was just like, oh, it was just like a weird dog thing, but it was like a weird sex fetish thing.
That sounds...
Which, so they were like, oh, so it's nothing. So it's not... He was like, oh, it's a dead end. And then at like the end of the season, he's like, he got like visions or something. So, and then went and found out and went and checked and all of a sudden he was gone. So it turned out God was there.
Are they not following anything anymore? Like completely?
They're trying. It's like they will occasionally. They'll do something.
But is it mostly
very
just doing its own thing?
Like I know they're bringing in Jody and TC.
That's this whole season is about his family.
That just sounds like they saw like that scene in The Shining.
But you know what? They don't look right to me either. From because I've seen the ads. Like Jody,
he's not a big fucking
Jody's
swole
not awesome
guy.
Buff
a brick shit house.
Kind of a fat guy.
He's not an action hero because that's sort of the take. Yeah.
And TC doesn't look nearly redneck enough.
Like he cut a slit in a fish and he fucked it.
TC reckons the roadrunner
doesn't look like she's
the guy who's gonna fuck the roadrunner.
And it didn't even look like his mom was decrepit in a wheelchair.
Well, didn't they make his
check.
Dad a piece of shit? Huh? They made his dad like an abusive piece of shit.
They implied that his dad wasn't always perfect to him, which is I know. Cool. But they did at least in the first because I watched the first episode, they do at least have him do the whole thing when he's dying where he's gonna get killed and he tells him you gotta
be
a good guy.
I'm so glad I don't have to watch I'm never gonna watch this ever.
And then Cass seems like he's ruined everything.
But then you can only do this, what he did with this movie. I mean, to only a few, like, newer...
It was cool, though, because...
I think part of a reason why A Dame to Kill For doesn't work as well is because one of the stories was new for the movie.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Josh Hartnett parts.
Well, didn't that come because of Frank Miller's frustration on this movie?
Yeah, and they also use...
Why do you hate
also,
it?
They're also didn't using... Hate it. They're using what a lot of people consider the lesser stories from
yeah.
because it's the later stories.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what happened during the filming of this one is Robert Rodriguez straight up told Frank Miller, like, I'm going to adapt these Frank, like, we're not going to change anything. But Frank Miller was like, can we just do this? Like,
yeah. Cause Frank Miller told him that, like, well, can the character be wearing a hat or like, something? And Robert Rodriguez said, no. And he said, why? He's like, well, they're not wearing a hat in your fucking comic book. Yeah. So, no.
And then Frank Miller would be like, well, if I just draw that right now and show it to you. And he's like, no. It's like, and so that's why for the next movie, he let Frank Miller kind of like come up with his own story. But
they should have known better because they let Frank Miller make Spirit.
That is a piece of shit.
I've never seen it. I can't.
I've never. I
did
won't,
they try
I
to
won't.
Copy the look?
Of yes.
That, which made no sense. Because, see,
Frank. Wait, is that a. Frank, the Spirit is like a happy.
No.
Bright
no,
movie?
No.
I mean, comic?
The comics are. They're noir. It's very noirish. But the difference.
It should have looked like Sky Captain World Tomorrow.
It should look either more like that or like. I mean, even the Tim Burton's
Frank
Batman.
Miller,
like Dick Tracy?
Because Frank Miller only learned how to make a movie one way.
Yeah, and so like...
The most crazy complicated way possible, basically.
Because like, I mean, Eisner's art is just like so intense. It's not like Frank Miller style blocky. And the weirdest thing is like they were kind of friends. And so when Eisner... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, the most frightening face. Chas making a frightening face. I'm scared. It's like this monster behind me.
I didn't mean to. Good gig as you were.
But yeah, it's weird because once he passed away, it's like, I was like, okay, I'm going to make
Oh, no, I'm going to fuck him.
And it's like, what the hell? Like,
that's weird.
But that
Will
be,
Eisner just. Oh,
so basically,
man.
You're an intern on this movie that is filming something in a very complicated. Not normal way.
Yeah.
And then when you make a movie, you're basically trying to copy it, but it doesn't turn out as good.
It's like if they made a New Gods movie and copied the style also and be like,
what the fuck? Like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, I kind of trust Ava DuVernay to make, because she's doing the New Gods movie. And even though I didn't know, Aaron,
made by Warner Brothers, it's gonna fucking suck.
But you know what? It's for some reason hasn't been stated to be connected to any of the other stuff.
Because nothing is or everything is. Yeah.
But also, because I didn't watch that the Wrinkle in Time. But how that movie looked visually?
You know what? But that movie looked like fucking stupid.
No. But visually, that
It looks cool.
I think that translates better to like Jack Kirby stuff. So I like that.
You're the star in it.
Yes.
If you were a little girl. If you were a little girl.
Oh my god. Oh my
goodness.
That poor girl. I don't mean that as I'm just saying for any girl to be compared to a guy.
Well, no, if he was a woman, he got turned into a woman.
A woman.
I took that as a poor her for looking like me, but
this visually it's astounding, but like the Spirit should not have been done like this. Don't ever watch that.
You ever see how it was filmed, though, when you see behind the
scenes? It's weird.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, all of it. And seeing the Yellow Bastard was all blue.
Yeah.
It was a blue bodysuit. I mean, he looks gross, though.
Yeah.
Just how it looked.
Take his weapon? Yeah. Both of them?
How they keyed it?
He rips his wiener off with his hands.
And he beats his head
into
pieces.
I just love those scenes where it's, like, it's in silhouette, like, white silhouette.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like, whoa.
He ate their souls. And I joined him.
I can't think of many other movies that have like sort of done like tried to be like visual in this way. Because I mean, yeah, you have 300, but the thing is,
that was changed a lot.
It was, but it's not as visual crazy as this because that still seems like just a normal movie. This feels like ink come to life.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and the characters are also like oddly shaped at times.
You can't do that in any other movie.
Nah, like man. I mean, like, imagine doing Jack Kirby making the people look like Kirby people.
I mean, if they told Robert Rodriguez, look, I wish Robert Rodriguez could make the Dark Knight Returns.
So Batman could totally play him. Bruce Willis can. Bruce Willis. Ben Affleck could totally.
Bruce play Wayne
him
could totally play him. That's what you were gonna say.
Well, I mean, but that was the point for these movies.
You're my first Superman.
Well, there's no point in adapting that now because they
ruined it.
Yeah,
but I don't think the Dark Knight Returns is all that either. I don't think it's that great.
I don't care for it. I don't care.
Well, you don't like it because of Superman. Well,
no, yeah. I don't like it for fucking all the reasons. I think it sucks. Fuck Frank Miller, except for this movie. His Daredevil stuff was good. Yeah. Well, his earlier stuff pretty went crazy.
He got mugged, and then he was like, "I hate Muslims now."
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy terror. That's right. He still says he's a liberal. He's like, I'm still liberal. It's like, you got a problem with brown people for some reason, buddy.
Yeah, the most boring part to me was the Bruce Willis story. But it wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't.
And Bruce Willis has the strongest core in the world. Because he swung.
Because he tightened his neck?
He tightened his neck and his core, and then he pulled a piece of glass and lifted it from behind and cut himself off. From a rope.
And he's also an old man. He's supposed to be an old man.
He's like 60-something. That's like how old he is now. It's crazy.
He's going to be an old man. He's going to be back in that.
An old man dies.
Mr. Glass movie.
Why wouldn't he have sex with Jessica Alba, though? I mean, he still should have.
She was supposed to be naked in this movie.
I know.
But she was like, nah.
And they're like, oh, okay. I mean, you're not going to tell her, no, you're going to.
And then she was in Machete, but she actually wasn't because it was CG.
What do you mean?
The shower scene.
Oh.
They CG'd a giant Soul Master Roshi.
The same thing they did with Olivia
Wilde?
Yeah.
But she was nude in Alpha Dogs.
Yeah, I know.
That movie's sad.
Alpha Dog, yeah.
Rest in peace.
When the dog dies.
God damn it, Aaron.
No more Alpha? Is that how it ends?
I don't even remember what the main conflict of that movie was.
Didn't they kidnap him, become their friend, and they did kill him?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what happened,
right? No, that's Balto.
That's Balto. Well, so they did actually have to kill him?
Yes.
Does a dog die in Balto? I don't remember.
I didn't watch that shit.
Yes, he does end up dying.
No, you're thinking of Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snow Dogs? Yeah.
That's pretty depressing.
The main Snow Dog dies.
I keep thinking of 8 Below. God damn
it. I don't like dog movies.
No, I don't either.
Because they suck.
What about Ghost Dog?
No, Bingo's cool, bro.
He pees everywhere and he finds them, right? Yeah.
Cujo?
That's sad.
It's a dog. Step on it. It's over.
Cujo's not a sad movie.
No, that's
movie.
A huge... It's a big dog.
Wait,
no.
Did you
Ooh,
say,
big
did you just say Cujo's a sad movie?
The concept of it
Wait, it's a scary fucking dog.
Do you know what Cujo is?
Yeah, it's the one about the dog that gets rabies and starts killing people, right?
Yeah.
The idea, though, is that he became a monster, not by his own
accord. No, it's a demon dog.
I thought he had rabies.
No, it's rabies, dude.
No, yeah, no, but I'm saying it turns into a demon dog. It's, like, scary.
But that's sad, though, because that...
Literally possessed by
a dog. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's just a ferocious dog.
The concept
I was like, was that part of it? I thought that, too.
But, what are we doing dog movies?
I don't know.
Ghost Dog, Way of the Warrior.
I've never seen it.
We must kill the boogie.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, as far as this movie's concerned, it's just... I mean, I still enjoyed the whole movie. Beautiful. Mostly, yeah. And it's just like, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
I heard someone said that once.
It may, when I first came out, beautiful. What was it? What year was it?
2005. I was still working at the FB Lounge.
I just started. No, I was freshman, I think, then. Or, yeah, I was like really into this sort of noir thing. I thought
you would have been
like,
you would have been a sophomore.
Jakar Noir?
No, the hard-boiled thing became, like, really... I started loving that shit.
With the John Woo film?
It's a good movie.
But yeah, I don't know. I started sort of, like, having an appreciation for hard-boiled and, like, the whole, like...
The movie.
She walked in.
Yeah.
She was, you know... That's,
she was like she was a floozy.
That went all the way up.
There's, like, a slow rotating fan in there, you know.
And then Picard pretend to be a...
Yeah.
I love those.
Those are awesome.
Yeah,
so bitch looks like an AT-AT.
No, built like an AT-AT.
Yeah.
Legs that go all the way up.
Like an AT-AT.
Did you know it stands for All Terrain Armored Transport? And then the new one.
Wait, for reals?
Yeah. Oh. And the new one in The Last Jedi is called All Terrain Mega Caliber 6. Because it has a giant gun in the thing that they never use to blow up the wall, and I don't get why.
You mean the one where he almost says shit? Kylo Ren wants to say shit.
Wipe it.
Yeah.
Shit. Wipe it from the sky.
He's the best part. He's my favorite part.
So just because he's so angry. He's got a core.
Yeah.
He has core.
His stupid pants. His stupid. Just. You're on the set. There's at least 40 people on the set.
I think I want to fuck you.
Somebody could say, fix his pants.
Did you see
how's your day going, Ray?
The memes.
Are you having a good day?
There's been so many memes.
Did you see the memes where he's like lying stretched out?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
What Aaron just said is so true too. Yeah. Yeah.
How's your day going?
What?
We could have a good life together.
I don't
know. He's like, you know, Goonies.
Is Luke treating you okay?
He's fuck.
Goonies is fine.
Is Luke. Luke being nice to you?
Oh, man.
That meme is true, though. Luke had a bad dream and was like, I'm going to kill him.
I know. He's like, that kid's dreaming too hard. I'm going to slay his ass while he's sleeping. God, what a waste of Luke Skywalker. And even Mark Hamill knows it. Mark Hamill is like, they wasted my character.
The entire roller coaster ride of Mark Hamill's, like, the aftermath is
back,
so weird.
Now he's back to, like, they fucked up.
I wonder if they're going to bring him back for the next one as a Force Ghost.
Why wouldn't they?
I'm back.
Why wouldn't they?
Like, well, because they don't have Carrie Fisher anymore.
So?
No, I'm saying they should bring him back.
I was going to say, we had this conversation on the way over here. Maybe Darth Vader didn't deserve to become a Force Ghost. He did a lot
Oh
yeah.
This has nothing to do with this, but it's a point that I never thought about. So Darth Vader at the end, like, he redeems himself, right? But here's the thing.
He gave that kid his baseball.
It's not just that, like, his entire career is Darth Vader. How many countless innocents did he murder? Like, so here's what I was saying.
Thousands upon thousands.
Imagine if at the
near the end of World War II.
If Heinrich Himmler killed Hitler, and then we'd be like, oh, he's
no, Darth Vader is a monster.
So yeah, it's kind of like people are like, he
they're
redeemed
still
himself.
Good in him? It's like, is
it? It's like, man, he probably killed tons of babies.
He just didn't like seeing his son get fucked up.
I mean, Darth Vader probably killed lots of women and children, and he did.
Yeah. He killed crazy bugs. He killed, like,
I killed women! I killed children!
Yep.
It's okay to be mortal, Luke, or something.
I wish they got Paul Rodriguez to play Anakin.
I killed women and children!
You know, anyone just walking into this episode probably thinks that you're like a racist white guy.
I am Mexican-American, so it's okay.
I feel like we need to put a disclaimer at the start of every episode.
Starring three Mexican-Americans and a white man.
Who's the white guy?
Why didn't you name his nationality?
No, oh, Travis is a penny Mexican.
That's right.
Penny Mexican. All right.
So, yeah, but enjoy this movie still. I guess we can do the holds up. Does Sin City's holds up, Aaron?
Yeah, it holds up because it's so pretty.
Yeah, I feel like that's the main selling point of this movie. Like,
no, but story.
No, the story's good, yeah. But like when they were advertising it, it's like,
it's weird though. It holds up, but it's not something I seek out to watch really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a bad movie by any means. I do like the because I haven't even seen that thing you mentioned that they break them up into like actual parts. Mini stories. Or
yeah,
I would want to see that
and
the longer version
too.
Like you know, if this was made to an HBO series, that would be kind of awesome. Like each
but it'd be an HBO series, and then it would take place in another state, and it'd have nothing to do with it, just be in the same universe.
And it'd take 2 years for a season to come out.
Yeah,
you're talking about Watchmen.
Wow,
I'm talking about I'm talking about other stuff too. But
wait, that takes place Watchmen. In the future.
No.
Modern day.
No, the
Watchmen. Show they're making, it's going to take place. Well, I don't know if they've said when
no,
it takes place.
Out because I saw a newspaper clip that said that one of those main characters is dead that is not dead.
Wow. Yeah,
in the comic.
It takes place later, but it has nothing to do with the main cast of Watchmen.
Yeah.
And it's just about a police force.
What the fuck?
Because it sounds like Aronofsky, right?
No, yeah. Aronofsky
no,
made.
Aronofsky. God damn it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Damon Lindelof.
It sounds like Lindelof just wants to do his own show, and they're like, we got this, we could use the Watchmen title. And he's going to have vague references, but everything we've heard about it, just it takes place in a different state. It takes place with a different cast of characters who are all just police officers.
So Night Owl won't show up, or maybe...
Someone else just got cast, too. Someone cool.
Jeremy Irons, I think?
Yeah, Jeremy Irons.
But this
no, he's a young dude.
Oh.
But I thought they said, like, they're using characters from the books. Like, characters that don't show up.
So he makes it's just the whole thing seems like a mess. Whatever.
I liked it this time around. I had some minor issues. It's a little too dark and brooding. I think just because I got finished watching Ichi, and I feel like just broken inside. So like I wasn't really in the mood to watch it, but I did.
Oh, that's who it was. It was the guy who played Ichabod in the Sleepy Hollow show. Yeah. I liked him on that.
DJ Qualls.
No.
Should have actually played Ichabod Crane.
Because he has that.
No, but this guy was skinny too.
Tastes good.
But he wasn't an ugly guy.
Tastes good.
In the cartoon, he's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what Ichabod Crane should look like. In the book, it
Jonathan
says that.
Jonathan Depp's ruined it. He made everyone think Ichabod's supposed to be... Jonathan Depp's is a mess right now.
Well, yeah, that's...
Pray for him, fam.
Pray for Jonathan Depp.
Nah, I'm good.
No, he's kind of
I'm
all right,
yeah. But yeah, it holds up. I'd say go check it out.
Wait, did you see it when it first came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, like 2007.
Oh, well, you saw it close. Okay.
More or less.
Travisimo?
Yes, of course this movie holds up. Is it can you repeat the question?
No, I was just thinking of, how was your day, Ray?
He's kicking his feet up. Like,
how are you doing?
No, this movie is just, it's fantastic to me.
Mr. Luke!
It's still very, it still looks amazing. Like, it doesn't, like, the effects have still aged well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been
I feel like it always will, though.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, it's not creating things. It's, like, just, it's, like, filter effects.
Yeah. And the CG they use is... of cars, but then it's all in black and white, so it doesn't matter.
It's not Ichi the Killer.
No. Nothing is.
And I still enjoy... even though Bruce Willis's story isn't as great, I still enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
still good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just weird. Because you're like, Frank Miller is a fucking weirdo. That's all I think.
And then poor Alexis Bledel, she knows what's about to happen when Josh Hartnett offers her the cigarette.
Oh, sugar, you just done made the biggest mistake of your life.
She was right.
You know what?
But then Josh Hartnett offers her a cigarette and she knows she's dead.
Oh, and the hot Asian girl's in this too.
Kinda.
Yeah, Miho. Yeah.
The quality of hookers in that is like
Rosario
very
Dawson.
High.
Rosario Dawson.
It's like the all the hookers are like 10s. And they're street hookers. Because if you drive around to any, if you go down on Holt, which is a street kind of near us, that's what real hookers look like. And they're not okay. This movie, it's like top quality hookers. It's crazy. Well, they're all actresses, so obviously they're going to look good, but you know.
But and, you could hire less attractive looking but, actresses.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't make sense, I guess. Because Frank Miller's a weirdo.
True, true.
But then he draws people ugly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it totally holds up for me. Nicholas?
Yes. I would say it definitely holds up. I enjoyed this when it came out because a lot of times when, you know, when you see a movie that's different visually, just like 300 was, but that one has more flaws in it because it's a real event.
Yeah.
If Sin City was a real event, that would be weird. But it's just because how visually crazy it is. And it has really good stories. I really enjoy it. And if you like comics, and I mean, if you really like comics, you should know
who like the ones Frank who Miller go up on stage yeah. and tell jokes.
Ralphie May.
Like Ralphie May, you're fucking dead.
Yes. Hey guys, you got lots of Pop-Tarts in America. Huh?
I don't know who's doing that.
If you're a wrestler or a comic, your life expectancy is like 40.
No, not anymore with comics, at least. Because
I feel like comics still dying.
Well, no, but from the older generation. But newer comics aren't doing
it. Oh, no.
Coke isn't cool anymore.
And the wrestlers that mostly wrestled in the 70s. Oh, well,
wrestlers now are, it's different.
Yeah, it seems like they're smart now.
Yeah.
It's just people are smarter.
Basically, if you wrestled in the 80s to 90s, you were...
If you were a wrestler between the 60s and the 90s...
You might be a redneck.
You just might be a redneck.
Actually,
you just
yes, that actually works.
You know what? Even though that's lame, that Jeff Foxy, more like Jeff Foxy, did all that. It's kind of funny though. Like when you think back on it, you're like, it's still funny.
You think like, mostly, you think Jeff Foxy was his first open mic night when he bombed? They were like, the guy who came on was like, that was Jeff on Foxworthy.
Oh! Jeff Fox unworthy.
Yes.
Ooh. It's even worse.
and it was Tommy Davidson. Who is in. But go watch this movie. It's fucking good. And it's fucking pretty. Like Sky Captain, I don't want to watch it because
I
it looks pretty.
It's actually good.
I like watching visually different movies. Which doesn't happen much anymore.
I think you'd like Sky Captain.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
It actually is good. It surprised the hell out of me.
You didn't want to watch it for the longest time.
No, dude. That Comic Con experience was so bad.
But I feel like I don't know what else, like, today, they don't make movies
totally like they
different.
Used to.
No, well,
that
I mean,
look crazy and weird?
Yeah, they don't.
I'm sure there's some out there.
Enter the Void, kind of.
What's that?
It's a stupid movie. It looks weird, but it's stupid. I mean, the remake of Suspiria, but that might not even look as like visually crazy as the original.
So. I want to see Frank Miller and Zack Snyder make property movies because it would look really nice.
You just don't want them writing.
No, Robert Rodriguez could write. That's fine. But Zack Snyder needs someone to write it for him.
Yeah.
But he will make it look
when good. When Frank Miller has a Miller Lite, do you think he says, it's Miller time? And then when he pours it, he's like, for my Frankenstein.
I hope so. So yeah, watch that shit.
Drinkenstein.
Aaron, anything to recommend?
You find me Obscure Aaron across all social media, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. As for recommendations, Westworld's over.
Oh, did you finally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. The second season sucked.
I wouldn't say it sucked.
Are you saying that?
I am. I did not care for the second season at all.
Wait, at all?
That's weird.
Except for one really good episode. And then the rest of it was a mishmash of just, I did not care for it.
Wow. What do you feel about that?
I don't agree.
Confused.
Because I figured you'd
didn't
be the
hate
one
it.
Guy to... Yeah, there was some newer stuff.
Is this a Battlestar thing where everyone's a robot?
No.
The episode about the Native American character was amazing.
Yeah.
Everything else this season is just, it got too lost in its own like in its own idea about all the storylines, and like it's because something worked really good.
They made it
as a twist in the first season that they made it like the whole springboard of the second season, and they just did too much.
Like they didn't know what they were doing with it.
I think they knew what they were doing. It's just not.
It seems to be the case with the second season is either you liked it or you hated it.
Good.
I'm still gonna. I feel like I still have to check out what happens next. It's very possible that I'll like the second season more in context of what happens next. But right now, how I feel is just like I feel like I waited over a year for a disappointment.
Like the stuff with the Shoguns was amazing.
That was all right.
I loved all that. I loved everything with the Man in Black.
Yeah. It just to me, well, that and the fact that he's constantly almost dead and then he's not, but then that kind of makes sense for something because else that happens.
You know, they were called Shoguns because they're first to carry weapons, guns on them, because they showed their guns.
But the constant timeline thing is what kind of just annoys me.
The like, what?
There's different timelines.
You'll have to see, honestly.
What? How are you having different timelines?
It's not timelines, it's time points.
Oh, yeah, it's.
It tells its story.
You mean like the fake?
No. It tells its story
it's,
like.
It's like, you know, it's like a Quentin Tarantino some movie of the where stories certain parts of it take place. It just jumps around in time.
We're honestly saying
we're not really saying too much.
We kind of are.
Some of it takes place then, some of it takes place then, some of it takes place then.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you.
Until you watch it.
You kind of got to.
And even then, some people.
You have to figure it out when they're having these conversations.
No, it tells you. It's just.
Kind of.
More so with the first
The season. Ending left me kind of like. What?
That's not good.
Like,
I'm back to feeling like I don't know who to root for because it feels like there's.
Well, I
was going to say something that's a huge spoiler, so yeah, I can't say. But there's no one to root for because I can't root for a robot.
Wait, what?
I. What
the hell does that mean?
It's like Ichi.
You can't root for. You don't. Wait, what?
They're not humans.
Are you being serious right now?
It's just. It's not an AI.
You can't root for a robot.
It is an AI, is it?
You didn't like RoboCop?
Wait, do you
That's
not?
Different. That's an AI.
Wait, you can't root for robots?
RoboCop isn't an AI.
Wait, it's not an AI. That's actually a human mind.
Wait, these are AIs?
Yeah, they are.
What about T2? Well, that's
Wow, you're John Byrne when it comes to wow. You don't believe Vision should be with Scarlet Witch. That's sad.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Wait, what?
Because he actually becomes more human than robot.
Yeah, he's a
these are
robot
actual
trash.
Just like machines who think they who are programmed for one thing
you're,
and then think they're human. Just
racist against a robot.
Oh my god.
Like if we're in the future.
No, because in the future they're the enemy. No. They're what wipe us out.
Oh my god.
This would be awesome. If this is the actual future, we would be at a table and you'd be seeing
no,
this stuff.
No, because if these existed, I might have a different. But I'm just saying, in science fiction storytelling, they're always what destroy us.
No, but the show is trying to like teach that the whole like hating them.
I'm
going to
be honest though, they do a tough, they have a hard time doing it if based on.
Oh wow. Travis is racist against robots.
But you could have sex with these robots.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
ridiculous.
This is a win-win situation.
It's not a recommendation, but it's a just watch it and.
But then you finish it going, what?
The ending really did make me go like,
what?
Huh?
That's the worst like, feeling when you watch a show.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? What
did
that?
Did you see the stinger?
Yeah, baseball bat.
The stinger.
You got baseball bat.
He's thinking that too.
He's saying, "Did you stay till the end of the credits?"
There's something at the end.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The scene's online or whatever. Because
I just saw.
They showed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I just saw.
There's another scene with Ed Harris.
Oh, because I just saw him. Wait. Did I?
I don't know.
I saw a black man open the door.
Talk about it later.
I'll tell you off mic.
His glasses on the bridge of his nose. Open the door.
That's Bernard.
It really bothers me that he doesn't.
He got on the floor.
You know why they call him Peoples? Because he looks after his peoples. That's from Shaft. Because he's the villain in Shaft.
But
him and Christian Bale.
It bothers me that he doesn't push up the glasses.
A white woman became a black woman.
You're spoiling a lot.
Nick, this has no idea what I'm talking about.
But
no
people one, who are listening.
They're not going to know. Because you know what? There's many characters, there's many white women and many black women in the show.
No, not really. Not,
what are you talking about?
Not so much the latter. You might
Shred.
Want, you might want
no,
no, I'm not going to cut anything out, but so, Shred.
No, I'm good.
What?
I don't have anything to recommend.
And where can we find you?
At Obscure Alex.
Awesome. All right, you can find me at Plain Travis. I'll recommend.
Not on Instagram. Someone else took that name and doesn't use it at all. So,
So
you need to message him and be like, sir, do you know who the fuck I am? I'm fucking Shredrick Nietzsche.
I have the Twitter, so that's what I'm happy
The
for.
Twitter sounds like a disease. I got the Twitters really
bad. I got the Twitters bad. Anyways, I guess as far as recommendations, I would say I'm enjoying the new Doctor Strange title so far. And I'm also enjoying the new Hulk, the Immortal Hulk title.
It's a straight up scary horror book.
The new Deadpool title is boo-boo.
Why?
I just don't care for it. It's just trying to, I don't
Did
know.
Did you say
it just
boo-boo? Feels,
it just it's trying to, right.
it's being it extra.
Kind of is.
It's going back to Daniel Way style Deadpool.
Wait,
but see, that I was fun. That. I like Daniel Way.
But here's the problem.
When he wrote Wolverine.
Yeah, though. But here's the problem. When you've had so many years of like Dugan Deadpool, which is amazing. Uh-huh. And
the Dugan.
You give him all this depth and all this pathos, and then it just, like, the final issue of his run, it kind of even has the commentary on that, like, it's all going to go back to just being, you know. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. James Woods.
Yep.
Nothing matters.
Yep. Then you blow up.
When the world's going to end, your world's going to end, nothing matters. That's what he said.
Wait, so I thought that would destroy all the other Earths if that thing blew up.
No, well, that's why he was doing it.
I thought you were really talking about James Woods ramping.
No, because
also, I
like James
the first
Woods was
issue
saying,
of the new Iron Man.
Like, oh, yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Dan Slott. Dan Slott's good.
Anyway. He's just a good writer.
And he's doing the sequel to Spider-Verse with Spider-Geddon.
Ridiculous titles, but it don't matter.
Tony Stark has a mustache again.
Yeah.
Instead of a goatee.
Just a mustache?
Yup.
Mm-hmm. That's my dad's shield.
That doesn't belong
hey,
to you.
Hey, you, get out of here.
That's my dad's. That doesn't belong to you.
Pack up and get out of here. Robert Downey Jr. is great.
I might get back to school someday.
Why did Mark Ruffalo get a lisp? Where did it come from?
Why did Edward Norton turn into Mark Ruffalo is a better question.
If you watch Mark Ruffalo in older movies and Avengers, the first one, he speaks normal.
He's playing the character different.
No, but I heard him speak in real life and he has a lisp now.
I've never heard him with a lisp
no,
in my life.
No, if you watch the Avengers movies, it's like it's kind of there.
Oh, it's
so
like
people just develop it.
I've never heard him with a lisp.
Is it that he's speaking differently?
Is that like Gopher where the that
it's thing kind is? Of like a sound that he makes.
Maybe
that was a brutal.
Oh, oh no!
I'm gonna smell that seat when you get up.
Oh my god!
I can't believe you did that, Shred.
What? How did that sound?
How did Travis not shit his pants?
That sounded like a bowling ball going downstairs.
That was rough.
Travis, that was not good.
Oh no.
That was like an 80s sound effect.
You mean because the New York Times shows us how people crush celery?
Yeah.
Alright. Nick, do you have anything to recommend? Oh, also, Ant-Man and the Wasp was good. Go
yeah,
see that.
I'm pretty sure it's really good.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How's it gonna
no, it's, I don't know. It's good.
You went to the early premiere, right?
At Comic-Con's next week.
I don't know.
Or just we're happened. At Comic. We just
know. No.
I just got back from my.
We'll be going to Comic-Con in a few days when
can't
this
wait
releases.
For the orgy.
Yeah.
Orgy porgy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blow a load on the back of Kid Icarus's wings or something.
What the fuck?
Because someone might cosplay as Kid Icarus.
Oh.
So that's your recommendation?
To blow loads on
on cosplayers.
On cosplayers.
Or
oh man, I would do that on purpose just to mess up their outfit.
That's
what is happening.
Yeah,
but you might fix it if they're dressed up as a plant. Zing.
Ah.
What?
All right. Anything to recommend?
No.
Horror
it's hard
movies?
Right now. I
haven't seen any horror movies besides Piranha.
It sounded like an explosion.
What else have I?
That was like when a space alien attacks from the distance. You hear the explosion.
That was rough. No, that's pretty. Oh, Costco pizza.
Costco hot dogs, too.
It's good.
The chicken bake,
fuck.
On Thursday, I ate 8 pieces of Costco pizza, and then the next day, I ate 5.
You don't ever do the triple special, you get a hot dog, a slice
of
pizza, and a bake?
Oh, no. It was because it was a work thing on one day, and then the next day, I ate extra. And I woke up, and I was like, maybe I'll just eat 3 pieces of pizza, and then for lunch,
Ronda Rousey punching people. I recommend
Ronda Rousey is not...
No, I'm fake punching people, I mean. Yeah.
Wish I could have seen it.
I saw her wrestle. Yeah, I went to a wrestle event.
So. She could wrestle me. No. But I wouldn't want that.
You'd probably lose.
Well, yeah, and she's a fucking fighter. Mm. I'm No, but I wouldn't get... My wiener wouldn't get hard if I was wrestling her either.
Rack City bitch, rack city bitch, rack city bitch. 10 20s on your titties, bitch. 100 deep VIP, no guest list. TT raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't celibate. Nigga say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Buy fresher than the motherfucking peppermint. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Get your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. 10, 20s in the 50s, bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. 10, 20s in the 50s, bitch.